Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I have so many questions. So you're in Teen Challenge. And how long were you there?
60 days.
60 days. When you got out, did you feel different than you did the other 9, 10 times you've been through treatment?
Well, when I was in there, I knew God had given me a vision of, from a person that's been to pretty much every treatment center in the state, a lot of the different halfway houses in the state, and God had put a vision on my heart to start wholeway houses. Because, I mean, and it made sense because, I mean, I don't want to go halfway anymore.
Yeah.
I want to go the whole way with God in a place where people wanted to be, a community. And, I just felt, to answer your question, when I left there, I felt whole. I felt that I had a purpose. I wasn't ready so much to jump right back into the business world like I've already always done after every treatment. And, and I finally did what they told me to. I stayed humble and I started small and I took baby steps, as the Bible says, being faithful in the little things. And as I continue to do that, God entrusts us with more. But I mean, the biggest thing that God gave me at Teen Challenge was, he gave me myself back.
Mm. So what were some of your baby steps right after Teen Challenge?
For a guy that's been to so many different treatment centers, treatment is great, but the transition out of treatment is just as critical. How do you function in society? How do you reestablish yourself? How do you get plugged in with the church? I think there's a big difference of sobriety versus freedom. I've been just sober many times. And, with the same issues, the same strongholds, the same unforgiveness, the same fears, but freedom going the whole way where God fills you up to the overflow, you're truly free. And the Bible says, as you know, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we want people to be free. We want to go after, if they're just trying to get sober, I've been sober 100 times. I want to be free.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.